KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents in Elkhorn. See Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated or call 712-764-6000. And at 7:07, we have fog and hazy sunshine, 56 degrees in Atlantic. We do look for these areas of fog to burn off this morning and skies to be partly cloudy today with a high of 85. Winds out of the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Well, the Adams County Fair wraps up its week-long run today in Corning. The final big day begins this hour with a pancake breakfast, followed by the dairy show and at the beef show at 8:30. Here's the rest of the schedule. At 12:30, they'll have the dog show check-in, followed by the dog show at 1 o'clock today. At 1:30, livestock judging. From 2 until 5, it's Ag Day in the pavilion. And at 4 o'clock, there's the tall corn contest. Also during the Adams County Fair at 5 p.m., there's the Ag Day meal and open class bottled buckaroo show. At 6 o'clock, the livestock will be released. And at 7 o'clock, it's the fair sale. Yesterday at the Adams County Fair, the swine show was held, and the Breeding Guild's grand champion was Allie Burt. Reserve champion was Morgan Schuler. The Market Hog grand champion, Dustin Schuler. Reserve was Ada Lund. Pen of Three grand champion went to Sarah Shipley. Reserve was Chase Sontag. The Carcass grand champion went to Morgan Schuler, and the reserve champion to Megan Ramsey. Also at the Adams County Fair and the swine show, the champion senior showman was Morgan Schuler. Champion intermediate showman was Ada Lund, and the champion junior showman was Walker Bissell. Now on Wednesday at the Adams County Fair, there will be cleanup beginning at 8 a.m. and static projects will be released from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. And finally, this Saturday, 17th, carcass judging begins at 9 a.m., followed at noon by carcass results being announced at the Corning Meat Processing with swine carcass exhibitors present. At the Montgomery County Fair that begins at 9 a.m., there is entries and judging of 4-H and Ag and Natural Resources, Creative Arts, Family and Consumer Sciences, Personal Development, and STEM exhibits at the 4-H building. Also, some other events going on today include from 4 until 6, they'll be entering, weighing in, and checking papers for 4-H and FFA poultry at the Livestock Pavilion in Red Oak. 7:30 p.m., they'll have the welcome by the Montgomery County Fair Board President Andrew Herzberg at the Fairgrounds Auditorium, along with the Clover Kids Graduation, Montgomery County Fair Hall of Fame, Iowa 4-H Hall of Fame, presentation of County Youth Council Scholarship, Rotary Club Self Above Service Awards, presentation of the John Hossel Scholarship, bake sale of foods and nutrition exhibits. Also, they'll have announcements and crowning of the Fair Queen during that event at the Fairgrounds Auditorium and 4-H Pie Auction. And later on this evening at 8:15, it'll be a religious rally at the Fairground Auditorium. And at 8:30, Montgomery County Youth Council Gaga Ball Tournament at the Gaga Ball Pit. A full slate of activities get underway Wednesday at the Audubon and Shelby County Fairs. You can look for those schedules tomorrow here on KJAN. Also through links in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Atlantic Fest, presented by First Whitney Bank and Trust, will be held on August 14th. That's a Saturday, rain or shine. Atlantic Fest is an annual festival that serves as a fundraiser for the Atlantic Area Chamber of Commerce. Bailey Smith, executive director of the Chamber of Commerce, said that after having to cancel our annual celebration last year, we're so thankful to have many generous sponsors and community members help make this event possible this year. Atlantic Fest, she said, is the largest fundraiser of the year for the Chamber. Our sponsors help to cover a lot of the costs of the event, allowing us to raise funds through registration fees, pop stand sales, and the 50-50 raffle. Smith said, we use the funds from Atlantic Fest to continue to grow community events while also supporting business-based programs. We're really pleased, she said, to bring it back this year and offer the community a day of fun activities while supporting local businesses, civic organizations, and the Chamber. The downtown Atlantic will be filled with fun activities for the whole family to enjoy on August 14th. Come early and enjoy a pancake breakfast or start the day off with a run in the annual road race. There'll be crafters from all over Southwest Iowa, as well as some of the best food vendors to help satisfy any appetite. Kids can enjoy activities in the park on that day with free entertainment, so you can't go wrong. New this year is the annual car show, which will honor Kelly Schlake, the previous owner of Atlantic Motor Supply, with the Kelly Schlake Memorial Car Show, filling Chestnut Street with new and vintage cars. Smith said that Kelly was not only a huge supporter of Atlantic, but The annual car show was always his favorite event of the year, which was also a big sponsor of. And when he passed away last winter, his family wanted to do something to honor his memory. And we felt that hosting the car show in his honor would be a perfect fit. Registrations for the car show, road race, craft vendor, activity information vendor, and food vendors are now open. If you'd like to be a part of Atlantic Fest this year on August 14th, be sure and visit www.atlanticiowa.com or call the chamber at 712-243-3017. The Iowa State Fire Marshal announced on Monday that the burn ban for Audubon County that went into effect June 22nd has been canceled. That was canceled effective as noon on Monday. That is a check of the news for this hour on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News is brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Oneida, and Council Bluffs.